From Tidbits on April 27, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for April 27, 2009, written by Doug McLean. Mac Tracker 5.0.7 from Ian Page is the latest version of the freeware utility that provides detailed technical information on Apple hardware. The update includes information for all early 2009 hardware, country of manufacture information for My Models items, liquid sensor details for notebooks, the capability to determine the number of recent years in the timeline, and improved support for obsolete and vintage Apple products. Finally, a new Mac Tracker app for the iPhone and iPod Touch with much the same information is now available from the App Store. Mercury Mover 2.0.5 from Helium Foot Software is a minor maintenance update to the keyboard shortcut utility for moving and resizing windows. Issues that have been fixed include an occasional system freeze when connecting or disconnecting a second display, and a bug that could prevent windows from being centered or maximized on a second display below a primary display. Also, the buttons in the heads-up display have been refreshed with a new look and feel. Firefox 3.0.9 from Mozilla is a security and stability update to the popular web browser. The update addresses a number of security issues, including one critical vulnerability that caused crashes possibly leading to memory corruption. Also fixed is an issue wherein a corrupt local database caused Firefox to lose stored cookies, a bug preventing inline image attachments from appearing on webmail services, an issue causing sluggish uploads for large online forms, and some unnamed stability issues. PopChar X 4.2 from Ergonus Software is a maintenance update to the long-standing tool for finding and inserting special characters. A new feature, Reversed Font Search, enables users to locate all fonts that contain a specific character. The update also brings a handful of bug fixes for issues, including one that caused a system freeze when opening PopChar X in combination with certain third-party utilities, one that caused PopChar X to forget license information when syncing preferences with MobileMe, and one that caused crashes when PopChar X was used with certain keyboard layouts. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.